What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Vladimir Putin, the president of the Russian Federation, Reuters report. Putin says Russian economy faring better than expected. The quote that Reuters features, our results, says Mr. Putin, at least for the time being, let's say cautiously, are better than previously expected, better than predicted. This is a puzzle. Analysts are looking at the GDP growth by the end of June at 1.2% and inflation at 5.7%. Those are just numbers. So I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who's been my guide on the Russian economy since the beginning of this war, to help me understand what Mr. Putin means by better than expected and what it means that the Russians are expecting a second half of growth in some fashion after experiencing negativity in 2022. Michael, this is a puzzle. Reuters is giving me a paradox because another report from Moscow in the same time period says the Russian budget's oil and gas revenues fell by 47% in the first half of the year from the same period in 2022. Now, that doesn't sound like fine. How do you interpret this discord? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. Projections when the war started, projections were that Russian GDP would fall in high single digits or maybe even in low double digits. It didn't happen. Russian GDP during 2022 declined, contracted by 2.1%, but again, you need to count from the beginning of the war for 12 months. So from March 22 to March 23, the actual contraction is 3.5%. So this continues. In the first quarter, we saw, we already have the official data, the decline is 1.8% of GDP. For the second quarter, they expect some improvement for one simple reason, that the second quarter of 2022 was a huge disaster. The war just started, and there was a decline, and there was disruptions of the supply chains like it was during the COVID. It was the same when the first sanctions were imposed, and they hadn't managed yet to substitute import from other countries through the middleman countries and through traders. So it is easy from a lower base of the second quarter to expect some slight improvement in the first half of in the first half of 2023, or mostly in the second quarter of 2023. But the big problem now arises here. Just today, the statistical agency issued their new report for the first half. Of 2023. And it shows that their government consumption as a share of GDP increased from 17% in the previous year to 24% in 2023. This means a 7 percentage points of GDP increase on war. This is now the first time we know how much the war costs. It costs 7% of GDP. And the budget deficit projected for 2023 is about 5% of GDP. So the entire budget deficit and all the problems come from the war. The war is very expensive.
The expensive part is one aspect of it. The other part is the missing money. Michael, they're selling lots of gas and oil, especially oil. They're selling it in what Bloomberg characterizes as a 900-strong dark fleet, which has been made up of very old tankers, barely seaworthy, that were brought out of, I guess, retirement or scrapyards in order to serve the export of Russian energy to the East. to India, to China, to the other hungry countries, because it was no longer sold in Moscow, I mean in Europe. However, this dark fleet, which is now improving because China says, you know, you've got to use younger boats than this, this money is not flowing to Moscow. It's flowing into the pockets of the middlemen, the dark fleet. In fact, I have a quote from the CEO of Rotterdam, which used to receive an enormous amount of Russian oil for the Europeans who no longer buy it, saying that there's absolutely no way of tracing all this. He says the traceability is non-existent. So Moscow's not making the money. Who's making the money? Where's the money going, Michael?
Well, the most important part, like you said, is that the money doesn't go, is not going to finance the war. That's the most important thing. And whoever it goes to all the crooks around the world. Much of this dark fleet or shadow fleet is owned by the affiliates and subsidiaries of the Russian oil companies. So it is privateers on the Russian side who claim that they love their country, but they pocket the money and stash it in foreign banks. And others are the middlemen countries and everyone who is who finds this an opportunity, enterprising people and companies in India and in China and elsewhere. But the important thing is that this hits the Russian budget. And if you look at the data for the first 5 months of 2023, if you compare the 5 months of 2023 with 2022, you will see the decline of the current account surplus by $100 billion. Used to be $123 billion in 2022 and $23 billion in 2023. So here you have a situation in which they're losing, and we know why, because officially, by official Russian data, they tax their oil, but they assume the price of $52 per barrel. And actually, it is about 60 and more. So the difference goes not to the Russian budget. That's the most important thing.
So a lot of Russians are making money, and they like the war. They're having a good war, is the way they said it in the Second War, when people were profiting off of the government expenditure of weapons and fuel. They're having a good war, and they want to continue the good war because they pocket it. Now, another detail to understand is the ruble. Now, 2 weeks ago, when we had the Prigozhin event, you reported that the ruble had suddenly climbed from 83 per dollar to something like 200 per dollar momentarily over the weekend of Prigozhin's mutiny. The ATMs were open, and then people would rush immediately to a currency exchange and pay up to 200 rubles per dollar. Then it settled back down because, after all, Prigozhin didn't proceed to Moscow. He's now in Belarus, although his fate is unknown. However, now I read that the ruble has gone to 90 to 98 per dollar without Prigozhin's threat. What is driving that, Michael, and what does that mean for inflation?
The only reason that is driving the ruble down and the dollar up is that they are losing on their exports. So they have recovered their imports. Actually, imports are now $3 or $4 billion up. Because things are more expensive, not the actual volume of imports, but the price of them. And at the same time, the revenues from export have declined by $100 billion from in the first 5 months of 2023. And this affects the ruble because there are fewer dollars and more rubles on the market. And at the height in the middle of 2023, a ruble was 51 rubles for the dollar. Now it is 90 rubles for the dollar. So it is an 80% increase. And of course, the exchange rate is continuing, projected to continue to fall.
The Russian economy, the way it's reported in America, is that it's not diversified. There's an understatement for you. It's heavily reliant on state corporations, which are, as the Washington Examiner characterizes it in an op-ed, inefficient, bloated, and embedded corruption. All of that the Russian people know, correct? They all know this. Russia has no way out of this, of the place that it's now entered. They have an inefficient economy. Did they have that before the war as well, Michael, when you were there?
Well, it wasn't efficient all the time, but the inefficiency is a matter of degree. And they made a huge strategic mistake under the current leadership because 10 or so years ago, Mr. Putin said, all right, we will focus on oil and gas because we want to become the energy superpower.
Right.
And so this energy superpower collapsed during the war because the gas pipelines were blown up, because they stopped providing gas to Europe, and because of the sanctions, the oil prices are down, and they are nothing. And so someone recently joked that said that used to be said about the Soviet Union that this upper Volta with missiles, and now it is again upper Volta with missiles. So it is a poor country which has a very little to sell to the world at a very cheap prices, but it has 6,000 nuclear weapons.
Michael Bernstein of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.